Good afternoon. This is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats AWC South Florida. I'm live streaming with the president, Donna Lawrence. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Hi, Tanya. Doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. How was your weekend?
It was great. I got a lot of rest. I was home with the family and just enjoyed the school weather, which it's so beautiful. I just wanted to go away. I had windows open.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I just finished my walk. That's why I sound a little bit like almost like panting. I was walking really fast. And it's just you know, it's the weather is so beautiful that it just makes it worth it to walk and get some fresh air and stuff. So
It is. There was so much stuff going on this past weekend too. There was the art events, the art
Basil
shows in Miami and the boat parade in Palm Beach County, and there was Toy for Tots drive on Clematis, which Vanilla Ice was there. I think he partners with Clematis, where they shut down the entire street there, and he has like a mini concert, and everybody who comes to attend the party, they bring a toy. And I just saw pictures with Vanilla Ice and Drew is the Marine that he is in charge with Palm Beach County Toys for Tots. And he participated last year in our Toys for Tweets event. And apparently this year he's in charge with it, and he's doing such a great job. He's so busy though, but he will be at our event. And I'm so, so excited. This is our third year that we host Toys for Tweets.
Yeah, I'm excited too. This should be a lot of fun. And we're going to have it at Longboards on Clematis.
Yeah. So for the ones who don't know how what Toys for Tweets is, it's pretty much social media coming together with charity. And we had this idea 3 years ago, Women in Communications. We pretty much wanted to do something for charity. We're so busy. Everybody's so busy. Everybody's checking their phones and checking their iPads and trying to stay in touch with social media and their friends. So, you know, we were thinking, like, what can we do to bring all these social media fans together for a cause where it can be fun? Because would be a little more difficult to motivate people to get out and do things, you know. So, but this it's fun. It's a toy. It's children. It's such a neutral area that anybody can relate to children.
Yeah, and you're doing a good thing too.
Yes, exactly. And the children, they're innocent. It's, you know, they didn't do anything. They're the victim of this economy. They're the victims of what's happening around us. They didn't cause it. They didn't have anything to do. They don't have anything to do with it, and they can't stop it. They can't change anything. They're children. And, the families being poor, you know, sometimes I hear people saying, oh, you see all these homeless people, why can't they get a job? And their families that are homeless, and it bothers me when I hear that. I used to think a little bit the same, but when I stopped and really thought, gave it a deep thought, just think about it. How can a homeless family get a job? It's pretty much impossible for an executive that loses his job or her job.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about resumes and suits and outfits for interviews and access to the web and all these things, right? Now, how hard is for a family that they don't have a computer at home or that they're homeless, or it's really,
it's
really hard to get a job.
Yeah.
So here we are, Women in Communication, South Florida, partnering with the Social Media Club of Palm Beach County. We partnered with a guy on Clematis. He has monthly tweet ups, and it's called Clematis Street Tweet Up in West Palm. So he has a group of people that get together, a large group of people, I should say. People come even from Boca to his events. It's a really nice thing. Canales Twitter. And also social media roundup. New tech community, Kiwanis, young professionals of the Palm Beaches. We all get together and we spread the news about our event. And it's all about social media. Everybody who's on social media, we invite them to come and bring a toy and just have fun, because longboards, it's such a generous sponsor.
Yes, they are. They're giving us a lot.
Yes, Longboards Restaurant is our, is hosting the event there for us. And I had the pleasure of meeting the general manager there, and she's just fabulous. And I just can't get enough of people who just give. They just give, and even though they don't get anything or much in return, but they just give. They want to help. So that's really beautiful. And I understand next Monday we will be live broadcasting from Longboard's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we are hoping to have the leaders of the social media groups that I just mentioned, we are hoping to have them there to discuss, talk a little bit about their groups, like 5-10 minutes each, and it will be a fun show.
I think so too. I'm looking forward to it, and we wanted to do it today, but I think doing it next week would be so much better for everybody.
Yes, it will be closer to the event too, and it will give us a little bit more time to get everybody together, because it's really hard for the holidays to get people together. And so the event is going to be on December 15th, and it's a Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, at the Longboards Restaurant, which is on 519 Conale Street. And it should be like wonderful, amazing night. Fun and music and just holiday cheer. And the Longboards Restaurant, they donated to all our guests one free drink and past appetizers, like free appetizers. And the happy hour, they extended the pricing until 9 o'clock. So usually the happy hour, what is it, 5 to 6 or something?
Yes, usually it's 4 to 6, I think.
4 to 6. And they extended that for us from 6 to 9 p.m. So if you like to have a good time and celebrate holidays with friends and make new friends, just join us.
I think so too. I'm excited about it. This should be fun, and you know, especially, you know, what, 10 days later it's gonna be Christmas.
yeah, but it's very, very important that people bring a toy, bring a toy or some cash donation, because we don't want to tell people, hey, you can't get in because you didn't bring a toy. It's all about this is what we do. This event, Toys for Tweets, it's all about a kid. So making kids happy at Christmas. So we decided Longboards and everybody who's involved in this, we have some wonderful sponsors. We got Senate Associates, Designer Drew, Social Chats, iRadio, which is you, and Longboards. So the sponsors, they do everything for others. So we try to bring everything that we can, all the toys or cash for the children.
And our hashtag for the event is, Toys, the number 4 tweets, right? That's the hashtag?
Yes, it is. Toys, number 4, number 4 and the word tweets, which is TWEETS, right?
Yeah.
So we are on Facebook and we are on Twitter. And we are very, very excited about it.
I'm actually just going to just tweet this out really quick. And then today we have special guest, and actually Tara's husband is going to be on the show today. She actually was here last week chatting with us a little bit about Cyber Monday and giving us her input, and she is a social media strategist. And
I love Tara. I had the pleasure of meeting her. Actually, I heard a lot about Tara.
Mm-hmm.
Tara, and I wanted to meet her, but the chance that I would go to the Wet Mondays, there is a tech event that is on Clavatis with Aaron.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go, and every time I wasn't there, Tara was there talking about, speaking about something, and I was like, no, one day, and I will meet her. So I finally met her a few weeks ago at,
the book club.
At a book club in Lake Forest. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I got to, we started chatting with her, and I really liked her, and it was kind of cool, and she's a mom, and, she's married, and she has a daughter, and she's, and it's a, both her and her husband are both into technology, and some of the things, when she was on last week, she gave some really insightful stuff about social media and how people are doing the spending and stuff, and how brands should be a bit more involved. So I thought, this week we can get her on and chat a bit more. And, I'm actually on her website, and I'm not on her, she has a fan page also, Social Media Strategist. Tara Husband is the name of the page. It's Edgy Social Media is the URL. So it's facebook.com/ Edgy Social Media. But I want to ask her about the social media A-listers. Some of the things that she does. And so let's give her a call.
Okay.
And find out a little bit more about her. And let's just, actually, here we go. Calling Tara. Hey, Tara.
Hello, this is Tara.
Hey, Tara. This is Tanya and Donna on Social Chats. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Okay, I'm listening to you guys.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
So you're going to have to, step away from us because you can't. It's going to give you a feedback.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I hear something, too. I muted this show.
Awesome.
So welcome on Social Chats. We're so happy to have you. We were talking about how I finally met you at the book club in Lake Forest that night, and it was such a pleasure. And I hope that I can get another meeting with you to talk more about you and about what you do. I was fascinated about. I read a little bit of your bio on your website.
Okay,
and there is quite a few things there that. That I want to talk with you because it's a kind of common territory that it's like there are passions of mine that we share, I think.
Okay.
And so sometimes I would like to meet up with you, but today I think Tanya wants to talk to you about social media, right, Tanya?
Yeah, and I was just reading some of your bio and your info, and I wanted to know you had on your page, facebook.com/ edgy social media. You had mentioned, you talked about the 5-minute social media A-list, B-list, C-list, and D-list. I kind of like want to know more about the social media A-lists. How did that came about?
Well, there were all these different packages for people interested in social media, and they couldn't understand what we were offering. They're like, what are you going to offer? And when I went out and looked at, okay, well, what are other people offering? It was like the executive package, this package, and they had different branches, and it just had absolutely no personality, no edge, no flair, and it wasn't... It didn't represent at all what I wanted to offer online. I wanted content that was original, that had a lot of personality, and press releases that did the same thing, and have all their social media fan pages to really create something that would stand out and have them stand out in their field as an A-lister. And you can do that with just about any field if you put the right attention and time and branding into it. And that's what I wanted to make it sound like. So
it's a different package. So like an A-lister means it has everything that you can imagine as far as connecting from press releases to the fan page to the Twitter page. And then the other one, the B and the C, is just less of that?
Yeah, it does. And I have people that buy that are like, okay, I want to get started just on the C list. I'm fine with that, you know. And but they kind of realize, okay, I'm not going to be at the top of my game completely. Some of these people, you know, like some of these, it takes time. I mean, like some of the people have. So they, I think the expectations are kind of real. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's work. I don't know. They get it. So it's pretty much, all about what they want to get out of it, what their goal is. Mm-hmm. Because like, I meet a lot of people that when we go to an event like Women in Communications or Social Media Club, after the event, people come to us and they say, I have a business and I want to sell more. Can you help me? Can social media help me? And you probably get this a lot too. Mm-hmm. It's so people want quick results and they don't want to do much for it. Okay, so social media sounds like it would be something like that. It sounds like you get on this social platform or and you start making friends and all of a sudden you can sell shoes or t-shirts, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But so I think that it's very, very important to educate the people that come to you and you do this already, to educate them about how important it is to know what you want out of it and how much time you want to dedicate to it. And because that would probably give them the choice of choosing, okay, I would never be an A-lister, or I just want to settle for D, you know, just to be there for fun and to have, you know, to make friends. So people are not educated in social media, about social media. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think people are becoming more educated. They at least know a little bit that they need it. It's growing so fast. So that's really helpful. And they want to participate more. So that's helpful. And they're getting the right tools. So that's useful. They're getting the smartphones. And now we can be like, okay, well, you're spending $80 a month on this phone. Let me show you how to make it useful and how to run your business from that phone. And so, you know, that makes it helpful to them to understand that we're maximizing the tools that they have, but it does take time, you know, it does. And it depends. I mean, my A-list, especially when we put, here's when people that get the A-list package, they're ready to go and they're ready to put some advertising behind it. And then we can really make some exciting things happen. And it takes a little bit of that for a real service industry that's looking for immediate results in sales that we can measure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they're taking money from their Yellow Pages and they're taking money from somewhere else that they're advertising, we can give them measured results. But they're going to have to take some of that budget, especially up front, until we get residual income from their social networks and build up that tribe of people that love them to be recommending them. It takes a while to build that up.
Well, I think a lot of people are have the same misconception, where just like when websites were first, you know, start rolling out, people expect that if, you know, you have a social media presence, you know, it should happen overnight. People should, you know, come talk to you and you should be so popular and you would get all these sales right away. But like anything else, you have to really work at it. And do you find that when you work with new clients who are newbies or starting out, do they have that misconception that they expect like within 30 days they're going to have these phenomenal sales coming at them or some type of return on investment?
Well, I have, over the last year especially, I have become better at vetting out the clients. So I can tell if they have the personality that I can market, you know, or if they have some type of brand that can be, if there's even somebody in the business that I can market, because somebody needs to be the front person in the social media that can be posting and have personality and that is just excited about the company. If there's not anybody excited
over the top excited with personality mm-hmm. about the company. It is just, it's a hard, hard sell online. You know, so you have to have personality and the blogging and the people have to know them and, you have to create all that social atmosphere.
So it doesn't happen overnight. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. For people that want the overnight work, mm-hmm. there are ways to generate the income. A lot like Google AdWords. I mean, you put up a website, nothing happens, but when you turned on Google AdWords for a product-based website, all of a sudden you could create sales for a shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with Facebook advertising. You can create some sales if you put some money behind it. And it can grow faster, and that's what some contests and different things are for. And there's some companies that are growing extremely fast. I mean, I have mentors in the business. I mean, they have clients that just, man, they are making a tremendous amount of money, and they grow really fast. And, you know, but they put $10,000 to $12,000 up front in their campaigns, and, you know, but then within 3 months they're in six figures. So it depends what your budget is and what you're doing. It's fun to watch some of them in California, how they do it all. And most of them that I watch are in California, and I watch the campaigns and see behind the scenes. So there is the opportunity to make big bucks fast, you know, but it still costs some money to do that. You don't go viral very much anymore, you know.
Because, you know, I've been, like, watching, I've been watching, you know, since my son has been, he came down here for college, we've been watching a little TV, and I watched, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it was just how they were making a parody of Facebook, and how they were going to make a viral video, and I just find that, I wonder if what's the average brand out there, you know, small to medium, is that their goal? They think that they can make a viral something viral happen quickly, or is just by luck, or is it planned? Because I like now is, you know, everywhere you go, you see, you know, follow us on Facebook, you know, I mean, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. So you see everyone's very into the social aspect of social media, but I always wonder how realistic are they, you know, as far as of their brand, are they going to, the day of spending all that amount of money in the newspaper and magazine on offline are pretty much starting to come to the end, where a lot of people are putting a lot of their money toward the online campaign. But the question is, how realistic how do these people, like a lot of these brands, they don't have a realistic goal or expectation of their dollar for spending as far as promoting themselves online. I'm still talking to a lot of people, and they still have this unrealistic goal that, you know, if they just put something out there, people will follow. But the fact that if they have to actually, you know, hire another person to do their social media or you know, hire someone like yourself to set up their strategy, but they also have to have someone within their company that is into the social media. Are you having any hard time dealing with that, or do you just find that people are just going with the flow, whatever you tell them to do?
I don't have, people are normally going with the flow, and, you know, they hire me because I know what to do normally, and so I don't deal a lot with the people going, okay, well, you know, with that kind of mess and unrealistic expectations. I mean, we have kind of charted paths, and if there really isn't the personality and there isn't somebody that is out there, you know, or if we have a really clear strategy, and I mean, this has happened where we've had a really clear strategy from the get-go, and it's very exciting, and it's like a sure win, it's going to win, but then all of a sudden they are scared to take photos. You know, like they can't, I can't get any photos, even though they're gorgeous and this would be a really great part of the atmosphere.
or a video or anything like that. So I can't get any material on them, and then it just won't work. Then I just like, okay, well, this isn't going to work like this, and we renegotiate the terms and the options, and I'm just really hoping. You know, I can't make it work like this, or this is all I can offer you, and these are, you know, we're realistic on what kind of results I can get. I know you, I know the people in person, and they're just so charismatic that they're not ready to come across as
love.
It's a shy.
It's very interesting. I've never heard this side of the social media before. I'm usually, we're all familiar with the social media experts, and I'm saying, just being funny, experts, because you, like Tanya said, you see, follow us on Twitter, and, you know, the Twitter logo and the Facebook thing on the door, and they somebody helps them to set up an account on Facebook and on Twitter, and all of a sudden their social media they have a campaign, but there's so much more to it that they don't realize, that just having a Facebook and a Twitter account and being on LinkedIn, it doesn't say that you have a campaign, social media campaign out there that is working for your business to help you. So there's so much more to it, and it sounds like you know the deep and the deep side of it, and that is really amazing. That's so much more to it, and I love that Tanya had you on the show today and to talk about it. Now Tanya, she really really loves Facebook, and the things that she loves about it, I have no idea about that. She just comes up with things and talks about how you should do Facebook and how it needs to be done right. And I think you two speak the same language when it comes to that.
No, but really, I think that Tara is a little bit more advanced than I am, actually. Because I feel that, you know, just watching her, like, you know, I followed her on Twitter first, and then we connected on Facebook. But I was just watching some of the things you posted, Tara, and you know, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, so some things we have talked about offline, and then, you know what I like about Facebook? I'm going to be honest with you, ladies. This is terrible. I like looking at people's profile. I'm kind of like that stalker kind of, but not really. I like looking at people's profile and, you know, I find it interesting how each person, how they present themselves. You know, I have friends from all walks of life, and some of them I question of some of the things they post, and then, you know, and then when I post something, I always question to make sure that I'm not doing it wrong or right, but more of like, I don't want to offend anybody. But with Facebook, I find it like you can be friends with someone that you haven't seen for 10 years, or you went to high school with, or you dated them. But you can still connect with them, but yeah, you can turn around, and if you have something like an event or something that you want to promote, it is nice to be able to have a platform where you can say, hey, this is what I'm doing now. If you know anyone else, can you share it on? You know, and it's okay to do that. Twitter, I think with Twitter, and Donna, you're phenomenal at Twitter. It goes so fast that I can't catch up that fast. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like it goes so fast for me that I'm the type of person that I need to feel like I'm wine and dined, you know, when I get to know somebody on Facebook. You know, on Twitter, I just feel like, you know, you're putting information out there. You talk to people, and then once you aggregate with them, you go really fast. Just Facebook is just a little bit more of conversation. Am I wrong about that, or?
I heard it once described that Twitter is like a modern day radio, because it just, the information just kind of flows out.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes there's call-ins and sometimes you're connecting, but the information just kind of goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to connect your information to the people at the right time while they're on, and, you know, where Facebook fan pages are your storefront in a lot of respects. So you say on those fan pages whatever you would say if somebody came into your store. you know, hi, how are you doing? What are the things that you would say? You would say a little bit of personal stuff. You wouldn't tell them your whole life story. You do, you know, you give them relevant content about your information. You let them know a little, you know, whatever. And then your personal page is a little bit more like your home. You know, I mean, we don't want to overshare anywhere on the internet. We want to have good best practices because I'm a little bit hesitant about any kind of privacy, especially since, you know, the FTC just came after Facebook, but, about privacy, but they are, I think that we're, you know, if we have good practices, then we just, we can socialize like it's our home with, on our personal pages.
That's true.
Yeah, and like you just said that you, about privacy, a lot of people don't want to be on Facebook because of the privacy issue. But, I say you, if you meet strangers on the street or if they come into your store, you don't start telling them, you don't start putting up front all your personal information and it's all about what you want to share. Because Facebook will never ask you more than you want to share. And, I don't know if you have this issue, Tara, with people who don't want to be on Facebook because of privacy. Do people talk about that to you?
Well, one of my best friends spent the last couple of years is not going on Facebook, you know, and she was really uncomfortable with it. And just recently she wrote a book and decided to get on. And so I'm helping her for that, and you don't have to share, you don't have to overshare, you know, I mean, we are in the field, so we put a lot of content out there, but she is just, you know, I'm showing her how to just talk at the surface level. Are you putting Christmas trees up, you know, just little things, but,
I think it's a little bit. Well, I find it, you know what it is, it's just another way of communicating, and I guess right now with everything that's going on in the world, I mean, I think just with 2011 coming to an end and we're all looking forward to 2012, Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all these other platforms are coming up. We're changing how, we're like on the frontier of the 21st century. We're changing how the way people communicate. I don't know about you, but I live by my smartphone. When I'm not doing anything else, I'm on Twitter retweeting. I mean, I like reading all kind of stuff, and you know, my boyfriend goes to bed, and I'm not ready to sleep yet. I'm under the covers trying to hide from him, trying to do my Twitter stuff. And you know, I've gotten yelled at. We have our disagreement, and I think you know, it's just again, it's another way of communicating and sharing and. Just, you know, being part of a community. But on the flip side, everything that we're aggregating, we're all putting on information. We're creating, you know, I always think about the Borg, you know. You're going to aggregate together. We're going to be these Borgs. But with the FTC making that ruling with Facebook and all these new things and countries are being brought down by social media, in 2012, I predict there's going to be some heavy changes in laws and regulation globally. And, I mean, the first is, you know, what's happened to Facebook and FTC. So, with that in mind, I mean, a lot of people have to be careful. The next thing, you know, I think 2012, all we're going to talk about is mostly online reputation management. I feel, you know, remember down there when we first started doing the show, we had Craig on. Craig Argonoff, and he talked about his book, Online Reputation Management.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was, what, a year ago? And, you know, look at now. I mean, that's all you talk about. And then now, you know, we have Tara here, who is a social media strategist. I mean, isn't that part of your strategy when you talk to a client? Is, you know, their online reputation management? Do they have
Absolutely.
One?
Absolutely. We have best practices for everybody. Mm-hmm.
And that is such an important thing, you know, that...
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that once they publish this and it's out there, and you know, there's so much aspect. There's we're like not even at the tip of the iceberg. We have so much to learn for the upcoming years. That you know, new things are coming out, and you know what, and I guess with our community, our South Florida social media community, we're always trying to find out the latest, the newest, the hottest, before anyone else does. And it's because, you know, I think because we all are ADD naturally, and because we need our brain constantly stimulated or else we get bored. And that's how I feel. I think because everyone is so plugged in now that we're going to have a new generation that's coming out that we're constantly wanting new things, constantly. You know, once we get, I don't know about you, but once I get my iPhone 4S, I'm going to be looking for the iPhone 5. I mean, we're always looking for new things. We're never satisfied. And again, that's a great thing, but yet I think that's also a bad thing. And one thing I loved about you, Tara, when I got to know you, was that you were very family oriented. So can we talk a little bit about your family, in a sense that you guys are, both you and your husband are into technology, but you're not that plugged in as a family all the time. Am I correct? Because you had told me that you guys do things together all the time with your daughter.
I do. My husband works for Microsoft, mm-hmm. and we both have our own offices in the house because he works remotely quite a bit.
Awesome.
And I also home educate my daughter, and he does too, and we have tutors for her, and she goes to a co-op for part of the time. And, you know, she's really, of course, into technology and science and math, and you know, she does really well. We travel quite a bit. So we're that's part of the reason why we did it. We just take her with us. She has passports. She's been a lot of different places, and that's been fun.
Yeah, how is that? Because, you know, that's now that you're actually one of the first family that I met that homesteaded their children, because I know I'm from Orlando, so I knew a couple of people that homesteaded their kids, and a lot of people it wasn't that well accepted back then, but now I know it's a lot of people doing it. Do you find that this gives you more control as far as what's going on in your daughter's life, and also help her develop? Does she have any social issues, or does she get to hang out with other kids all the time too, or is she just with you guys all the time?
Yes, she goes to a bunch of different events, and, you know, she does go to a school-type facility where they have lunch and they have snacks and they do several different classes. And, you know, she gets tutored with other kids, and, you know, she kind of gets the best of the best. If we knew we were going to be here or we're going to, I'm not completely opposed to different school systems, so I'm not an extremist by any measure, and I have good friends that are, my mother was a teacher, and one of my best friends is a teacher, but for right now, it's working really well. She's doing well, and yes, of course, I mean, she is extremely social, and she's in a lot of activities, and I think they get to be more intensely into activities. Because of it. But, so it's worked. Do you know who else was homeschooled?
Who?
Aaron.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Wow. We learned something about Aaron today.
I would have never guessed.
Oh.
I would have never guessed. I would probably tease him, though. I would have never guessed Aaron about that. Oh, wow. So I believe, my opinion about homeschooling your kids, I think it's a wonderful thing to do. If you can, I don't think just any parent can homeschool their kids.
Uh-huh.
And being with your child at home all the time, I don't have any children, but I have stepchildren. My husband has two kids.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, what if I homeschool them? What if they were home and I would, you know, teach them everything? And I don't think I could. And I have to say that I admire people that do homeschool their kids. And it's a wonderful thing. Just imagine, they get all the education they get in school, minus the negative part of the schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And many people say that, oh, it's good to put them in school and they need to learn how to interact. And you can teach your children communication, and you can teach them how to behave and how,
you can do that by homeschooling them. They don't have to be, you know, in a school where everybody, first of all, the teachers have their own problems and their emotions and their home issues. They bring them to school and they become, like, I see Eddie, the little one, he comes from school sometime and the teacher was so mean today and it's not normal. And I said, well, we're all mean someday, you know, we all have days, but just, I totally have so much admiration for parents who decide to homeschool their kids, and it's not an easy task. And, you know, I tip my hat to you.
Well, I think but nowadays with technology and everything going so quickly and parents are working constantly and not enough time for their children, I mean, I'm very impressed with you and your husband, Tara, because, you know, that for you guys to be able to make it work and get everything to, you know, be a family unit at the same time working on both of your careers. And, you know, that is like a dream family because, you know, nowadays, you know, with all the crazy stuff in schools and, I mean, come on, 2011, have you heard so many drama for the kids? For children are not, it's not safe and fun like compared to how we grew up. You know, I was brought up in Orlando and it was just like, you know, we had Future Farmers of America and it was like a small country. Like, believe it or not, Orlando was like that at one time. And so, you know, it was a totally different world. But nowadays, you know, with everything is growing so fast and the kids, and especially when it comes for girls, you know, young girls, it's like, you know, you turn on the TV or you listen to the music and you see Lady Gaga and you see, you know, like, I mean, I love all that stuff, but come on, you know, when you see young girls who are like in the preteens and teenagers trying to dress like Lady Gaga, because Lady Gaga has a very strong social media presence and she knows her stuff, great artist. But come on, I don't want my kids growing up to thinking that that's the way they should look like.
No, but see, I think, no, Lady Gaga, a lot of people they like her, a lot of people don't. I like one side of her, of expressing herself. I always teach kids and teenagers to express themselves, who they are inside. Yeah, sometimes you're quirky and sometimes it's who you are and what your passion is. And, I wanted to say, I took some teenagers shopping and to the mall and we were walking around and they were like, oh, we have to go to Abercrombie and Fitch. And I said, well, let's look at some Versace stuff. I said, I'm sure they have polo shirts. It was just, I just wanted to see the reaction. Some girl said, huh, who's Versace?
What?
I said, wait. Let me tell you who Versace is. Or I said, it's Chanel. Let's check for Chanel. And they're like, no, that's not popular. Kids don't even know who that is in school. All they want is Abercrombie and whatever. There's some other brands that oh my gosh. I said, you guys live being ruled by what's going on in school. And I said, you have no personality. It's pretty much the school. It's shutting you down. It's shutting your passion. It shuts down your passion inside of you. And I did an experiment. Listen, I'm a little crazy when it comes to expressing yourself because I have a 5-6-year-old inside of me that comes out every day. And I don't mind. Okay, my husband are used to it and my friends call me crazy, but that's who I am. And I did a little experiment and Kayla, she said, I will never go to school wearing this. She said, everybody's going to laugh at me. She's in middle school, fifth grade. And I said, well, let's try this. I said, you wear this for me one day. And if anybody says something to you, you text me and I'll bring you another outfit and you change.
Aww.
Yeah. And she said, okay. She said, all right. But she said, oh my gosh, if kids are going to laugh at me. And she's pretty popular. It's not like she, you know, everybody makes fun of her or anything. She's a popular kid and she's a straight A student. And she came back after school. I had no text and she said, oh my God, everybody loved my, all of a sudden, everybody thinks that hot. You know, that's, and Tara and Tanya, I am so bothered. I am so sad and heartbroken by how school system And it's not, if you think about it, it's not the school system, but it's just the idea of school shutting down the passion inside our kids. And right now, Kayla became a member of AWC South Florida.
I'm so excited about that, by the way.
Yeah, I was so touched because I was talking about, I'm very passionate about whatever I believe in, I become very passionate about. And it kind of becomes contagious. So she said, well, I can write. And she said, I don't really like to write that much, but she said, I know girls in school that do like to write. And I said, well, I want you to find a group of girls in your school who are passionate about expressing what they think and what they feel on a piece of paper. And I said, that is blogging. I want them to blog about anything they want, about love, about boys, about lipsticks, about Lady Gaga, anything. Just write it down. And it's so amazing that she has girls interested. Like, oh my gosh, we can have our own little club where we can write down and then get together and read it and we can all listen to each other. You know, listen, I was in tears, okay? I was in tears. I was so excited. And this is the beauty. And you teaching your girl at home, you spare her and her feelings and her passions and who she is. You protect her from being shut down by kids who think that whatever they wear and because they're popular, it's hot. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, your daughter's very lucky. She's extremely lucky because it's unheard of, actually. It's very, I mean, you don't find families that are together, that homeschool together and spend time together and you know, pretty much you're growing, developing your, like helping your daughter grow. But it's a good thing because I think a lot of time nowadays, a lot of children are missing that family unit. And, you know, they grew up without mom and dad or, you know, they had the nanny and they, you know, it's just, maybe because I live in Boca, we have a totally different, just the way the kids are in Boca is just so crazy. That when I hear stories and when you tell me about your family, Tara, that's what I'm impressed about because you can't really get that these days. That's hard to find. Yeah, it's very hard to find. You know that, right? I hope you know that. Okay.
Well, yeah, and it's not, Tara, it's not that we're complimenting, well, we do compliment you too, but it's the reality. I'm such a realistic person. And like I told Tanya in the previous show that, I like to hang out with optimistic people, and it's beautiful because they help me stay realistic. But I think it's more important to be realistic and see that what you got, it's inspiring. What you do is inspiring, and hopefully other people will learn to do that as well. In the meantime, I feel bad for teachers. You know, I feel bad for teachers because they want to teach, you know, their passion is teaching, and they want to, they go to school, some of them anyways, because these days it's like you can't be sure about anything and anyone anymore. But it's the reality is that the more time you can spend with your child, the better it is for both parents and children. And like I said, people say to me, oh, what do you know? You don't have kids. Well, it doesn't mean anything. You know, I was a teacher in Romania before I moved to the States. To where? Romania. Oh, okay. And I studied child psychology, so pretty much I'm looking at parents who deal with issues with their kids, and I know how to fix the problem, and they tell me, what do you know about kids? You don't even have any.
You are, come on, Don. You're not giving yourself enough credit. You treat as children like your own. So I think so. You're not giving yourself too much credit.
Thank you. But that's the whole thing. Like if they were my own kids, I probably would be different. I would probably, because like right now I detach myself from the parent thinking, and I see all the parents the way they think, and I don't like it. And that's, you know, I'd like to be to them just Donna. I never want them to call me stepmom or a parent. I said, I am just Donna to you and your friends. And if it works, but I'm telling you, this is a big warning. And if our listeners get anything from our show tonight, oh my goodness, what if they get is how important it is for us to inspire our children and use social media, use whatever method you have, but inspire the little ones and the girls how to find the value inside of them.
And that's so important.
And Tara, I want to talk to you, and I hope that I can sit down and talk to you more about what you did in the past and what you do right now. There's so many girls. There's so many girls that are confused, disoriented, have zero value inside of them. And mm-hmm. you talk to them, and one girl, I said to her, I said, wow, you're so pretty. I dropped Kayla off at one of her girlfriends, and I said, wow, you're so pretty. And she uh-huh. backed off, like, what do you want from me? The girls, I got goosebumps from head to toe, and I said, listen, you are so gorgeous. I said, look at you. You're so tall, and you're so beautiful. And Kayla, she was like, yeah, you are. Because Kayla is used to hear that from me every day.
Uh-huh.
And she says, yes, you are. And then she told her mom and dad and her friends, Kayla, Stemma said, I'm pretty. And we have to reach out to them because they get on social media, they get on Twitter, and they get on Facebook, and they get all these followers and all these friends that they're really messed up. Okay? And on Twitter, I created an account for Kayla and Eddie, and I block it, but sometimes I unblock it to see what kind of people follow them. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it's scary.
Yeah.
Okay? Really? Oh my goodness, it is scary. And Kayla sees, you know, the name or the description, and she runs and she goes like, oh my God, Anna. And I have it on my phone. I have their accounts on my phone, so I constantly monitor whatever is going on. And it is scary. The things that's being said, the videos, the pictures, it's just, so social media, it's a very good thing for people that know what they want out of it, and they just don't want to waste time on it. And it's good if you're an adult and make your own decision, but when it comes to teenagers and kids, it's very, very, very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah. One of the things that I think is so exciting, I'm teaching a class right now to middle schoolers about civics, uh-huh. and the class is all about overcoming apathy, and so we studied the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and they're making a rock and roll song out of the Bill of Rights. It's very cool, and they're taking it so to heart. And we've called the White House, and we've tweeted the White House, and we've tweeted we've written to different places about, you know, different causes that they've figured out was important to them. And now they know how to make hashtags work, and, you know, they know how to, these middle schoolers know how to communicate with people that are important in the community, and at the state level and at the government level and at just different places. And I think if they, you know, this is a really important generation because of how they interact with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can just, if they overcome their apathy and use this, recognize their power and use it for good and use it, you know, people are looking to them. You know, they can use this technology and build things in minutes that it takes us days to build.
And it's up to us. It's basically our job. It's our job to lead them in the right direction, like right now. Actually, it's a little late because you see, it's an older late because you see all these kids and teenagers that they have issues and they put it on Facebook and they run away from home it's a channel. Social media, it's a way for them to just go crazy and choose that, you know. So it's technology, pretty much. And I don't say that social media is bad or technology is bad. It's actually very good, as long as we control it and we use it for a good, you know, to help us become better. And it's all about being empowered.
Daughter would love to help somehow with the Toys for Tots. Is it Toys for Tots?
Yep.
Isn't that?
Yeah. It's toys. We call it Toys for Tweets because it's a tweet app. But yeah, the event is to collect toys for Toys for Tots.
Yeah, so we decided to partner with Toys for Tots because we wanted a charity. We wanted to contribute to a charity, and we partnered with them and social media groups from Palm Beach County, and we decided to call it Toys for Tweets because we wanted to tweet about it.
Okay.
We didn't want to say just plain Toys for Tots. We wanted to add a little edge to it. So we said Toys for
Tweets.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if my daughter can get involved with that somehow. Well, she doesn't have a Christmas project to help with, you know.
Oh.
Definitely. We need to keep in touch and decide sometime, maybe later today, if you have time, we can get on the phone and discuss. I would love to share more about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because we really want the Toys for Tweets this coming event. We this is our third year, and I really feel and Donna will agree with me that, you know, what we can do together as a community will make such a huge impact. Even if it's just tiny, if we could, you know, as long as we all get together and work together and make a little difference for especially children, it's so important. Children is the future, and if we don't invest our time and energy into them, we're not going to have the future. And it's very unfortunate, you know, and I'm going to wrap up the show, but I remember, I don't know about you ladies, but I remember when the lotto was set into place, and I bring this up and people look at me like I'm crazy, but I was like, wasn't it all the money from the lotto is supposed to go into education? And now all I hear about is some of these schools are being shut down. The teachers are being laid off. You're having unemployed teachers. This is what, you know, our society is heading toward, and which is sad. And that's why, it's, you know, when to have someone like yourself, Tara, on and talk about what you do in social media, but also what you do with your daughter and spending time with her and you getting involved in her life and getting her involved in the community, that's a beautiful thing because, you know, we are like in a crisis right now in the school system where they're actually laying off teachers and shutting down schools.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of that. When I was growing up, if you told me that we're going to have unemployed school teachers, I would laugh. And it's
yeah,
for real nowadays.
Yeah. And maybe on a different show that we can have Tara on, I would like to talk to her about teaching at home, homeschooling her daughter, and also how does she have an identity? How does she keep her own identity of a woman with, you know, having her husband work from home sometime and homeschooling her daughter? I want to know how you stay, how you keep your identity.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like...
Okay.
We're defined by what we do, and like we're a mommy or we're businesswoman or this. So I want to know how you stay true to yourself and how you get your how do you get set, you know, with everything around you every day.
Okay.
Yeah, Tanya,
that would be lovely, wouldn't it?
That would be a great show. Actually, we should definitely. Yeah. And I also would like to have a show with all the local women's social media, and one of them is Cynthia Seymour, actually. I would love to have her on with you, Tara. And actually, she just, like, tweeted something, like, how she's loving our social chats and with you on it, and she gave me an example of a teen using social media. So she, I'm going to check that video out, but I'd love to have some really different women's point of view utilizing social media, women who are in business in social media, but their point of view, how it's helped them and their company. Like, Donna and I can sit around, we brainstorm, we just come up with different shows. Don't we, Donna?
I know. We start on one subject and we end the show in, like, the subject number 100.
Yeah. And the thing is with us is we don't really, we're both in sync with each other so much that she'll say something and I'll finish it or vice versa. But we both come up with like the funniest, like the best shows without, really we don't even plan it actually. We just go, right, Donna? Between both of our ADD together.
Yeah. Even if we did plan it, we still go off because... Like I said, we jump from one topic to another, whatever is more interesting, and all of a sudden we're so far away from what we started. But that's who we are. and I will never apologize.
You guys are adorable. I am so happy that I went to the book club and met you both finally, and I couldn't be more happier.
Me too.
So yeah, Cynthia Seymour just retweeted back. She said that she'd love to be on the show with Tara, and we can do like a woman's panel. And you know, really, but besides that, being on the show, we'd like to for 2012, we want to set up some seminars for women, from webinar to events for our members at AWC South Florida, because we gotta get that going too, Donna. And you know.
Yeah. I just got 5 ideas already while I was talking to
Sarah. We're like, we can talk about this and this and this. So,
I'm writing them down anyway, so I won't forget them.
So, ladies, okay. do you have any birthday shout out? Tara, do you have anyone that you want to wish happy birthday today? Because we tend to close up, we shut the show down with birthday shout outs.
I'm sorry, I do not. I haven't been on Facebook to see birthdays yet. I'm so sorry.
Well, I have a few people, actually. I have Allison Littlefield, who is a good friend of mine from my old days at Sex Fifth Avenue. Cassandra Privenick, happy birthday. And also a good friend of mine. He has a huge following, a huge health blogger. His name is Hugo Rivera. It's his birthday today, too. So I have 3 people. It's their birthday. And also I want to do a shout-out to Mark Lehman. He's been... Mark's been DMing me like back and forth, and I'm trying to keep a straight face without laughing. This is where my I'm going 9 miles an hour here. I'm talking to you ladies online, and then I'm tweeting with Cynthia Seymour, and then Mark Lehman is DMing me on Facebook at the same time.
And I just realized I don't have any birthdays. Thank God, because I didn't want anybody to be hurt today.
Tara, do you have any birthday shout out?
Well, there's Amanda Miller. She is a stylist at the Hot Pink Style Factory.
Oh.
So I adore her.
Cool. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Whenever I have an event, they style me.
Well, really? Where are they located at?
I go in jeans and flip flops. So if I'm ever in platforms and, you know, look extra special, it's because of them. So.
Where are they located at?
They are down... close to Fort
Lauderdale.
Oh, but, okay. A little north of Fort Lauderdale.
Wow, we should get somebody to style us one evening and go out and do ladies' night.
Yes.
That would be fun. So everyone have a great day, and I'm going to be uploading the show like right after we hang up, and I'll be back online tomorrow from 1 to 2 with my co-host, Maria de Los Angeles, also known as Vice Queen Maria for Social Chats Locals. Maria just spent a whole weekend down in the Keys doing a pirate. And she was working with Chevy, so she gave her a car. They gave her a car, and she was driving down there, and she was tweeting about it. So we're going to catch up with her tomorrow. And Tara, again, thank you so much for joining in on the chat. And we're definitely going to hook up next week.
Love you, ladies.
Oh, we love you, Tara.
We love you too, Tara. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. Bye.
Bye.